We now have our final guest, who is from House District 33, Dick Wisenden. And you get the award right off the top for having come the farthest. Thank you. Where do you live?
Yeah, I live right outside of the city of Soldotna.
Well, thank you for coming this far.
Thank you for having us.
And I believe you ran before?
Yes, 2 years ago I did run.
And you decided to give it another try. Tell us about that.
Yes. I feel that the election process that we have and the political process that we have, we do need, as has been mentioned here tonight, citizen legislators. We need someone that's not a career politician. We need someone that will go down and that will be beholden to Alaskans and not to corporations. My wife, Sharon, and I moved to Alaska in 1969 from Minnesota. We first came to Juneau and taught in Juneau, and then we went and taught in the rural schools, Togiak, Crooked Creek, Kenny Lake, and then we finished our education career down on the Kenai Peninsula. And having taught in rural schools, we know that rural Alaskans have unique problems, and with another cold winter coming and the high fuel prices, there are going to be problems there again. So these are some problems that need to be addressed at the legislature.
When you get out and have the opportunity to meet your fellow residents and sold out and other voters, what are they talking about this year?
Okay, they've talked about the natural gas shortage, or is there a shortage, or what are we going to do about it? We do need to look at the Cook Inlet and the incentives that the legislature has given the gas companies there. We're hoping that there will be enough gas found that we can go ahead and keep our jobs at the LNG plant, as well as have enough gas for South Central. Another thing they talk about is the safety on the highways on the Kenai Peninsula. One thing a lot of people are talking about, we could use some passing lanes all the way from Cooper Landing down to Homer. We do not have any passing lanes, and with the tourists in the summertime, we always end up with quite a few fatalities. And
for those of us who don't live there but make the trip to Homer from time to time, what is the status of the reroute at Cooper Landing? This seems almost mysterious and lengthy.
It is something like the gas line process that we're looking at. it is very lengthy. I get an email. I'm on the stakeholders list or whatever it's called, and I do get the email periodically saying that they're going to have another meeting to look at a different situation, and it seems like one study after another. But that is something that would be good to move ahead with and to put the studies behind us and actually do some construction.
How are you going to vote on the ballot propositions before you next Tuesday?
No.
Yeah. Care to elaborate?
Yeah. Okay, on Proposition 1, I think that the anti-corruption title that it has is very misleading, and it would do a disservice to all Alaskans. Number 2, there was a very interesting editorial in the Clarion today, and one of the reasons they said that we should vote no on the ballot issue was the fact of discrimination, which was an interesting turn I hadn't heard before, talking about where are the boys or the men that were part of the pregnancy that is involved. But I feel that this goes right to the heart of a woman's right to choose, and there are many cases where a young teenager does not have the opportunity to go to her parents. I was a high school counselor for 4 years in Soldotna, and all the cases that I had that I dealt with pregnancies, the parents were involved in 100% of the cases. And I think this is almost always the case, that parents are involved, and there are the few cases that are not, that it would put a big burden on those individuals.
Have you had a chance to think about how you might vote on the Pebble Mine if you were faced with legislation or some other proposition that you had to vote on?
Okay, the Pebble Mine, with the regulations we have in effect right now that were changed with the Murkowski administration and have not been changed back to what was, a fair protection of our environment and the fishing resources that we have in the state, that I would have to go vote against any initiative that would be pushing the Pebble Mine forward without changing the regulations for the mixing zones and the fresh water and the clean water.
Okay. Can you give us your 1 minute closing statement, please?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having us here. We need citizen legislators in the legislature. Too often, The Daily News just recently had an article on the fact that lobbyists were spending money taking legislators out to dinner, and they wanted to raise the amount from $15 to $50. There was one article there, they spent, I think, $524, the lobbyist had listed, on an expense for four people. Now, to me, I think that these lobbyists are looking for something in return for the money they spent. I think that we need to look at the ethics and change it so that lobbyists cannot spend a dime on a legislator. And if I am elected, I will not take a dime from a lobbyist. I will represent the people of District 33, which is Kenai, Salatna, and the California Sea Beach area, to the best of my ability. Open doors, not accept gifts. I'll be open to new ideas and supporting job growth while protecting our great resources in the state of Alaska. Again, my name is Richard Wiseman. I'm running for District 33. I would appreciate your vote in the primary and in the general election this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wiseman, and thank you to all the candidates. This concludes tonight's edition of Running.